We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tovi b'Menachem Rishon Chem Yaakov b'Pitchos Elio and Avos Perakei Mishnah Yud Dalet Arba Midos Beholchei Leveis HaMedrash. Here we're not speaking about Talmidim, Talmidei Chachamim, those who sit in front of the Chachamim, which we'll discuss in a later Mishnah. But these are people who generally go to work, but they want to come to the Beis Medrash to learn. So you have four classifications of these people. And once again, just like we said, when it came to the Nosnei Tzedakah, not everybody on that list was someone who gave Tzedakah. The last person who was the Rasha did not give Tzedakah. Same thing here. One of the people on the list doesn't go at all. Nonetheless, we say Holchei LeBeis HaMedrash, which means in terms of the halicha of those who are expected to go to the Beis Medrash, we'll see four types of people. So the first is Holech Ve'eino Oseh. The one who goes and does not do. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah understands when the Mishnah speaks about Oseh, it's speaking about someone who's holech to the Beis HaMedrash, but Ve'eino Oseh doesn't perform mitzvos, which means that he doesn't internalize that which he has learned. The learning primarily is for the sake of performance of mitzvos properly. So such a person that does not get the full schar of going to the Beis Medrash because he may be learning, but he's not Oseh. Now, most of the Mefarshim do not learn that way. For example, the Bar Tanura says like this, Holech Leveis HaMedrash, that's the Holech, what's Ve'eno Oseh? So he goes to the Beis Medrash Lishmoa, but Ve'eno Shoneh V'lomeid V'lomeidin. He doesn't learn. He doesn't understand what's being learned. Others claim the Asiya, the act, that he's not doing is reviewing. That's how a person has to act. After you learn something, if you want to be able to perform mitzvahs properly, you want to remember the learning, you have to review it. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. He's holech, he goes to this Medrash, he learns, and maybe he even understands when he's there, Ve'eino Oseh, but the act that follows, which is reviewing that which he learned, that he does not do. So such a person, let's assume that for right now, like by the Bar Tanura, he goes to the Beis Medrash, but doesn't really comprehend what he's learning. Schar halicha v'yado. Nonetheless, he does get schar for going. The mere presence in the Beis Medrash in such an environment, in an environment of Torah, so that itself, to attend a shir, he's going to be rewarded. He did it for the sake of a mitzvah. He may not walk out with any more knowledge, at least according to the Bar Tanura, doesn't understand, doesn't comprehend the shir, the lectures that are being given, but nonetheless, schar he's going to receive. The Meiri claims that holech means he goes, we have a person goes into exile in the sense that he exiles himself to a place of Torah. We had that. A person should be gola lemokom Torah. We spoke about that in Perek Dalet. A person should always try to find a place where he's going to learn, so he'll be rewarded for the effort of going to a place where he'll be able to concentrate. He exiles himself for the purpose of studying Torah, even though he doesn't really walk out with much at all. He gets schar halicha. Oseh ve'eino holech. Then we have the next person. So following the Bar Tanura, here's someone who is Osa, which means he comprehends learning very well and he can learn on his own, but doesn't go to the Beis Medrash. Now, why should such a person have to go to the Beis Medrash? So sure, you have a learning b'chabura, you have learning b'chavrusa, you listen to shir, you can learn from people who may know more than you, and even who know less than you. And a person humbles himself by going to the Beis Medrash, and what a person can gain by being in the Beis Medrash environment as well. So such a person, Oseh, he may be learning, he may comprehend, according to the Rabbeinu, it means he's doing mitzvos. According to those, it means he's learning. He reviews a lot, but does not take advantage of the Beis Medrash experience, schar maise v'yado. He is not going to get schar halicha, obviously, but he doesn't put in the effort to go to experience the Beis Medrash, but he gets schar maise, he certainly gets schar for whatever maise means, the act of reviewing or understanding the study of the Torah that he's doing, a performance of mitzvos, etc. Then number three, Holech ve'oseh chassid, the person who goes and learns, which means he comprehends, he's following the shiurim, he goes to the Beis Medrash, he has that Beis Medrash experience, and on the fact that maybe this is a person who could be oseh like the previous person to learn on his own, and yet he humbles himself to go to the Beis Medrash anyway, such a person is considered a chassid, is pious. Lo lech blo oseh, the last one of the holchei Beis Medrash, is one who doesn't go at all. He doesn't go, and he doesn't comprehend. So he's not learning on his own. He's not necessarily performing mitzvos, let's say like Rabbeinu Yonah. Lo holech, he's not going to the Beis Medrash, so such a person is labeled as a Rasha. Perakei Mishnah Tezayin, Arba Midos B'Yoshrim Lefnei Chachamim. Back to Talmidei Chachamim. Four Midos regarding people who sit in front of the Chacham to study Torah. Now, we already discussed this. If Mishnah Yud Beis had spoke about the Arba Midos B'Talmidim, the four attitudes, four categories of Talmidei Chacham, of students. And so the Bar Tanur asked that question. He says, La'el B'Arba Midos B'Talmidim. What is this Mishnah coming to teach me that Mishnah didn't already teach me? Iri, that's dealing with Be'inyan HaZikaron V'Ashechecha. That Mishnah was speaking about Talmidei Chachamim with respect to the memory and forgetting Torah. How would they have to review? V'Hashta Mairi Be'inyan HaSvara HaYeshara. Now we're dealing with who's going to have the proper logic and analysis. Ubreiras HaDavar HaTzodek Me'abel Titzodek. And the ability to sort out that which Breira, like Bora, which actually see, we're going to be giving examples of using strainers, let's say. So here, sifting something out. So the ability to discern one thing from another, to discriminate between one thing and another. Mehabel titzodek, the tzodek mehabel titzodek, that which is right, that which is correct, versus the thing that's not correct. So you have four Talmidim who come to learn, b'yoshim lefnei chachamim, and there's some claim that the reason why this Mishnah is different is because they're yoshim, before we spoke of Talmidim. This is yoshim lefnei chachamim. These are people who are sitting in front of the chachamim, which may mean that they themselves are talmidei chachamim on a higher level. Maybe their goal is to teach others, and with that we may give a different interpretation of the Mishnah towards the end. The first is Sfog. We'll mention all four as the Mishnah does, then we'll go through all four of them. Sfog is the sponge. That's one type of midah of someone who sits in front of the chachamim to learn Torah. Umashpech, that's a funnel. Shameres, a strainer, Vinafa, and a sieve. So we go through all of them. Svog, with respect to the sponge, what type of Talmud is that? Shusofeg esako. This is someone who absorbs everything. So is that good? Well, that's good, but not great. Says the Bar Tanura, Husofeg esamayim. He absorbs water like a sponge, bein achurim bein tzlulim, but he gets the dirty water along with the clear water. Kach yesh misha libo rachav umekabel komasha shameh. Literally, his heart is very wide. His mind, his head, he has a lot of room in his head, but it brings in everything he hears. Vein bo koach livror ha-emes min ha-sheker. And unfortunately, he can't sort out, and that's why this is a different discussion than the previous Mishnah about Talmidim. He's not able to do the Borer properly. He's not able to sort out and to discern, to discriminate the truth from that which is not true. So the fact that he has a lot of knowledge is not necessarily so great. Nonetheless, he's the Sfog, Sokov, Sofeg, Esakol. Mashpech, the Mashpech is the next one. He's the funnel. Shemachnis bazo umotzi bazo. So says, what is that? It says the Bar Tanura, kach yesh mishim bekabel komashel omeid. Ukubolo kach polter. Yeah, he is able to, everything that he learns, he's able to, he accepts it, understands it, but kibolo kach polter is barring that term, which is where we kasher kalim. We know that the taste that's absorbed into the walls of the kli, so if you use whatever method is used, if it's a boiling water or a fire, whatever it is, kibolo, the way it's absorbed, kach polter, that's how you have to kasher it, that's how you purge it. Same thing here, he's like a funnel. It goes in like one ear and out the other, so he is someone, he doesn't remember all everything like the first person remembers, has all the meaningless trivia in his head along with all of the Torah. So he can't discern the good from the bad. Here is someone who doesn't keep the bad, but doesn't keep the good either. It all comes out. Some claim when a funnel is actually water on top and then narrowed at the bottom. So what happens is it accepts a large amount at the beginning, like a funnel does, but then slowly at the bottom, then it drips out. So then he doesn't forget it right away, but he does forget what he learns little by little. This is such a person, as opposed to the first category of the Sfog, who we would say is Gamir, knowledgeable, velo savir, but is not able to deduce, is not able to analyze, not able to sort out the good from the bad. So the mashpech, the funnel, is lo gomri velo savir. He doesn't have the knowledge because he forgets it, nor is he able to make any of the deductions that he's supposed to discern that he should. Now, do we say that this mashpech, the funnel, is worse than the sponge? So you probably could say that on the one hand by claiming that I guess it's better to have a lot of knowledge in your head with some of its Torah rather than not to have anything, rather than the Torah that you have, although the bad comes out too, the trivia is also forgotten, but the Torah is also forgotten. On the other hand, those that claim, and we're speaking about faith, we're speaking about hashkafa, so there, if a person has in his head a whole mix of different hashkafos, so that could lead a person towards heretical ideas. At least the person who grows up in a proper home, a religious home, he's acting a certain way, and all the things that he learns related to hashkafa, to an outlook on life and a derech he's supposed to take, okay, he forgets all of it, okay, so he just continues by rote, as opposed to having a whole mix of different hashkafas in his head, not able to sort out that which is true, which is not true, so maybe he's not as bad off as the svog, as the sponge, and therefore it may depend on what type of knowledge we're talking about. Then number three is mishameres. That is the strainer. Shemotzia es hayayin v'koletes es hashmarim. So this apparently is the worst of all, because what a strainer does is it lets the wine pass through and it holds back the pulp, holds back the dregs. So here you have a student, all the important things that they learn, the important Torah, so that goes out. That's the wine. That's gone. What do they retain as the strainer? They retain all the meaningless information. Those are the dregs that remain in his head. So he is certainly the worst of all of them. Then finally is Venafa. That's the sieve. Shemotzia sakemach v'koleta sasasolas. What does that do? That is able to take out the kemach, the koleta sasal, meaning the coarse grain goes out, but the fine coarse flour goes out, but the fine flour remains. So this is the most. The Bar Tuna says la'ach shemotzia hasubin v'hamursim and hakemach. After you take out all the bran, the waste from the flour hanitzchan that was ground up, v'nishar hakemach hadak imaso. So then I'm left with the flour. Then even after that, then we take a sieve, very, very thin, and even that dust of the flour, of the coarse flour leaves, it's like this white dust, then I'm left with the fine flour, and that's what we did when it came to menachos. Kach yesh misha yesh bo koach ledvarer ulala bein shemu osav. Interesting, he uses that metaphor. You have someone who is able to clarify and whiten the thoughts and the hearings, the teachings he hears. The koleto emes is able then to absorb the truth ben hasheker v'habatel, the truth from that which is a lie, that which is false, that which is null and void. So here is our person who is Gamir Vesavir. Here's a person who is knowledgeable, he's capable of making deductions, and this is the fourth category of people. Others explain the Mishnah, it's Feresh Yisrael, that in fact the Mishnah should be understood in a different way. Why is that so? So one of the hints is the fact that in the past, the third person on the list, and so many of the Mishnahs we've learned, was always the Chassid. And the last person was the Rasha. So usually it's the third person who's the best on the list, and the last person who's the worst on the list. And here, it seems to be the opposite. The third one is the Mishameres, is the strainer. And you're telling me, no, that's the worst. He keeps the dregs, and out the wine goes out, and there's no wine left for him. And the last person, the Nafa, that's the best. Why? Because he has the fine flour. Usually that's the Rasha. He's at the end. And therefore, they claim that the Mishnayos are speaking about teachers, and it's not about students. And that's why, as we said in the beginning, these are four midos, not of Talmidim, but biyoshrim lifnei chachamim, people who are sitting in front of the chacham. The assumption here is that they're going to take the place, they're learning from the chachamim in order to then to take a role of teaching others. So therefore, the Mishnah should be understood like this. The sponge absorbs everything. Who's that? So that is the person who is absorbing everything and does not filter. What does that mean? So a sponge it only gives out if you squeeze it out. So here we're talking about a Talmid Chacham who devotes no time to teaching unless he's forced to do so. The same thing. He absorbs a lot of Torah, and then what happens? And then we squeeze him out. We forcefully make him teach a little bit of Torah, and guess what? He's not prepared with his lessons. He may not have the proper judgment to know what should be taught, what should not be taught. And then it's forced out of him, and it comes out completely disorganized. So there are mistakes. And the Talmidim don't learn from him properly. That's the sfog. That's the sponge. So it's about teachers. It's not about what you're retaining. It's about what you're giving off. Then I have a funnel. So what's that? He's not able to hold on the information for himself. That's true. Meaning on the other hand, it's being transmitted through the funnel, right? Whatever he has now goes out. So very nice. He's giving to his students. The problem is that he's also not discriminating in the information he's giving. He's not sorting things out. He doesn't retain the information himself. It's very nice. He's willing to teach, but he's willing to teach everything also, which is very disorganized. So we don't have to squeeze him in order to make him teach. He's very happy to teach, and he doesn't remember much in his head. But he's not saying I'm keeping it for myself like the sponge does. But nonetheless, when he teaches, he doesn't discern what should be taught, and the students obviously don't learn very well from him either. The strainer, so now I understand very well. That's why the third on the list, that used to be the chassid. That was the best one. The strainer is the best one. True, when it comes to teaching, the strainer is the best. Because what does he do? He retains the dregs and allows the wine to pass through. So what is an educator? An educator is able to, it takes the information he has and understands what needs to be transmitted to the students and what not. How to filter out what is appropriate from the information I have in my head. What should I give them? What should I retain for myself? Now, if the dregs remain in your head, so then you put water on it, and then the wine is still going to be there for you as well. So you're not going to lose that. But you need to strain out the wine for the students. And finally, the sieve, that's usually the rasha. That's the number four on the list. Why is that bad? Sure, that's the worst type of teacher. He keeps the best fine flour for himself and transmits only that which is secondary, not important at all, maybe even something that is not desired for the inappropriate for the students to hear. So, Rabbi Lau writes at the end, this is a teacher who makes jokes and tells stories, but who neglects his responsibility to his students.